Rescue and recovery operations continue in the Bahamas in the wake of Hurricane Dorian, the most powerful storm to hit the country in recorded history. There is massive damage and thousands of people are homeless. Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Minna says there are 7 confirmed deaths, but that number is expected to rise. Dorian battered the Bahamas for 2 days. But survivors are already talking about rebuilding, as the British Royal Navy and the U.S. Coast Guard are delivering aid.
Worse than anything I could have imagined. I went through Hurricane Matthew, which was another strong storm, and, you know, that paled in comparison. So we're happy to be alive, glad that my family is safe, and, you know, we can rebuild.
Dorian is approaching the southeastern U.S. coastline with Florida and Georgia in its immediate path. Joel Klein is with the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
If it shifts a bit to the west, then obviously it's moving very, very close, forecasted to move very, very close to the coast. So then things could be much worse and right along the coastline. And if it moves a little bit to the east, then things improve a bit better.
Dorian poses a serious threat to North Carolina, where the governor has ordered a mandatory evacuation of dangerously exposed barrier islands. Pope Francis is on the road as he begins a 3-nation African tour, the 4th of his papacy, on the pontiff's itinerary, Mozambique, Madagascar, and Mauritius. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa is condemning days of widespread looting and arson attacks on foreign-owned businesses across Johannesburg and the administrative capital, Pretoria, calling the 3 days of violence totally unacceptable. Police have arrested more than 90 people. Many gutted, emptied shops remain closed, with owners too afraid to return. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The British Parliament today will try to force Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson to ask the European Union to delay Britain's EU departure until January 31st. Brexit now is set for the end of October. Tuesday, lawmakers voted to block Johnson from going ahead with a no-deal Brexit. Johnson, meanwhile, has introduced a bill for a snap election. He says he has no choice, and he is predicting a Brexit victory ahead in his dealings with the EU.
This government is going to get a deal from our friends in Brussels. And we will get the backstop out. We will get an agreement that I think this House can approve. The only thing that's standing in our way is the undermining of those negotiations by this surrender bill, which would lead to more dither and delay.
Catherine Bernard is a professor of European Union law at the University of Cambridge.
The crucial issue is, of course, in fact, it's not in the UK's gift to say we want an extension. We'll have to ask the EU for an extension.
Afghanistan is dealing with the aftermath of Monday's massive Taliban suicide bomb attack in Kabul. It killed 16 and wounded more than 100. AP correspondent Kara Anna has the story.
The attack late Monday night began with a huge blast in eastern Kabul. It turns out that it was a tractor packed with explosives that detonated on a street just outside an international compound that houses a number of foreign organizations and guest houses. About 400 foreigners were rescued after the blast, and 5 attackers were found and killed.
That was AP's Kara Anna reporting. Britain's Prince Harry has joined a travel sustainability initiative in partnership with key travel providers, including Booking.com and TripAdvisor.
Travelist is a first-of-its-kind coalition, a united front of businesses dedicated to making travel an engine for sustainability. The founding partners, who are represented here today, include some of the leaders and heavy hitters of the global travel industry.
Back here in the United States, retail giant Walmart says it will stop selling ammunition for handguns and for some assault-style rifles in stores across the United States. This in response to the summer's mass shootings, 2 of them in Walmart stores. It is also asking customers not to openly carry guns into its stores located in states where open carry is legal. Walmart is the largest arms seller in the country and has been under pressure to change its policies on gun sales. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com, our website. There is also a VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1.